now. Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
Hey, welcome, Fort Recovery Radio, back game two. It's Indians Rushi game two. Getting ready to get started here. Indians lineup looks like this. Cade Wendell leading off. Will Hummon bats second. That ball just done away. That ball's high. Ball one. Ball two strikes. Benny Hummon bats third. Nick bats fourth. Reese fifth. Cody Shinnerberry sixth. Joe Hummon seven. That's low. 2-2. Evan Post gets the ball in game two. He's batting eighth. Riley Post, third baseman, batting ninth. Jack DePoor throwing for Raiders. That is a fly ball. Hit shallow left field. Left fielder comes in and makes a catch. One up, one down. Cade flies out. First time he's been retired today. That brings Will Hummon to the plate. Will, 1-for-5 in game one. Ben Hummon on deck. Nick Twaits batting cleanup for Fort Recovery. And Jerry Kalf. The poor kid throws hard, I can tell you that. Ball one. Indians improved to 13-3 in the first game. That's high, 2-0. Raiders fall to 8-3. Raiders coming off a runner-up in the state championship. Division 4 baseball. Losing to Mac Foe, Mr. Wildcats in the finals. 3-0 inside. Will'd like to get on. Benny Hummon on deck. Big right here fires. That's ball four. Ball strike. 3-1. A little delayed signal there by the ump. Got to get used to that. Fouled back. 2-2. Good battle back. On his glove. Catcher's interference. Will reaches on catcher's interference. That brings Ben Hummon to play. Will fouled it off, but catcher stuff he'll mid out there too far, and Will hit it. First base he goes. So Will's on. Big lead over there at first. Swing and a miss. I think Ben thought he was going there. Kind of put a defensive swing on. Indians with 9 stolen bases in the first game. There he goes. Pitch is taken. Throw down. And they got him. Caught stealing is Will Hummon. Makes a little difference when you got a pitch coming in there in the low 80s.
They got a different catcher back there, too, don't they?
Is that a different catcher in game one?
Yep.
Ground ball in the hole. Shortstop comes up, fires it across. Got him on a bang banger. In the inning, no runs, no hits. And after one, after half, no score.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Hey, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors. Mulch, topsoil, great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
We're back here. Bama the first put off Monier, and Cohee. Same as was the first game. Evan Post gets the ball in game two. Evan, first time on the mound this year. Might come work a couple innings in relief. Bronny, go over the Indians defensively, what we look like. Testing you out here.
No, well, we're just waiting until they break out of the
room. You got to know this.
Okay, well, we got Cody behind the plate.
All right, you got
we got Riley Post at third. Kid one out shortstop. Benny Holman at second base. And old Reese Rogers at first base.
Outfield,
we got Twaitse in left. Willie Holman in center. And I'm assuming Ethan Shane in right.
You are correct. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Now, what did you have to eat between games?
We had a Cooper's turkey sandwich made by Kenny Shane.
Plain, or do you have cheese, or what do you have on it?
Cheese, lettuce. It's a pretty good sandwich.
Not too bad. Pretty happy with the turkey sandwich from Cooper Farms.
Couldn't complain.
First pitch is a ball. Second pitch is a strike. 1-1. Evan Post, senior, gets the ball here in game two for Coach Cal. Evan's job is throw strikes. Let's play some defense behind him. Another strike at the knees. Good job, Posty. One ball, two strikes. Be nice to keep this kid off the bases. He's their Cade Wendell. He's got good wheels and runs like a deer. 1-2. Curveball. Hit him. 2-2. Don't want to hit him on that. Tried to throw curveball. Got him on the. Just grazed him. That brings up monitor debate. Play with Cody on deck. Jack to pour in a hole. Evan Monier started game one, took the loss. Squares around the bump, throw over, runner back. Game two of two here at Rushi High School. Me and Brian bringing both games. Coach Beshore's a fun guy, ain't he?
Oh, yeah.
And you couldn't ask for a better guy. Scores around the bunt. Snap throw over to first. Runner back.
I think the first time I met him, he happened to tell me a story about how competitive he is, you know, what he claims to be. He said him and his wife were playing Candyland the one night, or Monopoly maybe, and she got a go-to-jail card or whatever.
Yep.
Said she ate the card so she wouldn't have to go back to jail.
Really?
Ate the card.
Runner goes, throw down. And he's in there, slides under the tag. Good peg down there by Cody, but good wheels by Dion. Kate helps him up. Now runner in scoring position. 2-0 the count. Devin now works in the stretch. Looks the runner back. The 2-0 is a strike. Cohee on deck. My wife, you play Candyland, your mom or anybody?
It's been a little while, but.
So my wife's got, is that the game on the phone everybody plays or the iPad?
Oh, that's Candy Crush.
Candy Crush.
She addicted or what?
Yeah, 3-1, ball inside. But she's on like level 1400 and her phone shut off and it lost. Now she's back to start. She about cried for 2 days. They get addicted to that
stuff.
I'd be
sad too at that 1400 levels.
3-1. High ball four gets away from the runner in advance. Now they got him on the corners, nobody out. Not the start the Indians were wanting here in game one. Hits batsman's on a base on balls and a wild pitch. And the Meteor, Cohee now up. Second baseman, Hunter Cohee. Evan's frustrated with himself. Tell by his mannerisms out there, he ain't happy with the way he started the game. Just got to dig deep here, kid. Get an out. Running with a big lead over at first. And the pitch. pitch, curveball, that gets away, and that one goes to the backstop, and runner moves on to second. Got to quit pouting here, big guy. Come on, buddy. Rear back. Frustrated. Heaven is. Thirdly. Second baseman, Kohi. Two runners on. Nobody out. That one gets away. Not far enough. In the dirt. 2-0. Time is called. Jerry's going to go on. This is just going to be a get your head out. Get your head up. It's early in the game. Just throw strikes. You and Cody, just hit that mitt, buddy. Just like you used to teach in Little League. Just a little pump up. Indians join Coach Kopp at the mound. Had a little hot dog session there between games. Little dog.
How was it?
Snickers bar. Went in the vehicle and turned the heat on for a little bit. Kind of thawed out a little. But I sat there very long and I fell asleep. All right, here we go. We're back in action. 2-0 the count. Number three hitter. Evan gets a sign from Cody in the pitch. Foul eyeball right field. Shaney on his horse. Foul ball. That wasn't fouled by too far. I couldn't tell, but just missed foul. So you got no plans tonight?
I don't know what's going on tonight yet.
What do you do on Saturday night?
Usually just go to a buddy's place.
Buddy's place, play a little Fortnite. You into it?
I don't play it very much.
Not like the other
guys. They like watching me because I'm very
suck at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They get a laugh.
Fly ball right field, right at Evan Shane. That's going to score a run. Runner's going to tag and score. That's 1-0. Runner moves on to third. One out now. Sacrifice fly by Kohi. But the Indians do get the first out, and here's a little pitcher, Jack DePore. Francis on deck. Raiders strike first. They lead it 1-0 here in the first inning. Indians would like to get out here without giving up any more runs. That one's in the dirt for ball. 419-852-9201 if you're out there listening. We'll give you a shout out. We got a lot of loyal listeners on Fort Recovery Radio that follow Indian baseball. We appreciate it. Make it possible by all our great sponsors. Bring it to you. Swing and a miss. Going to fastball. 1-1. Fight through it, Coach Kopp says, and he's exactly right. Reach back for a little extra. That one's in the dirt, knocked down. 2-1. Walking this kid wouldn't be all that bad, I don't think. Just a beautiful day for baseball here. A little breeze blowing in from left field. That one's in the dirt, 3-1. We're perched up here right above the Indian dugout. About as good a seat as you can watch a high school baseball in. Three-one, runner at third, one out. Raiders half of the first inning. Swing and a miss, full count. Posty battling. Come on, 12, work hard out there, kid. You and Cody, and the pitch. To the dirt ball, 4. Starting the corners now, one out.
Here we go.
So based on balls to DePore, puts them on the corners. First baseman Francis to the plate.
gets a sign from his third base coach, manager of the Raiders, Kevin Flippo. Cody gets a sign from Jerry. We gonna throw through or not? I would say we're probably not gonna throw through, but you don't know. Your boy Steeler, go there, sir. Keep going, ain't he? High ball. Yep. Raiders coming off a heck of a season last year in which they got to the state finals. We got a lot of kids back and big expectations here for the Raiders in D4 this year. Got good arms. That one gets away. Knocked down. Runner moves on to second. Now they got two in scoring position.
Wow. Good. Go.
Evan battling at the mound. 2-0. Kearns on deck. Indians need an out here in the first. Inside, 3-0. That's going to be it for Evan. Jared comes out for a second time of the inning. And he's going to make a pitching change here in the first. We're going to take a break. Come right back. Indian baseball.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Ford Escape. It has lots of options, including backup camera and Bluetooth. It has 34,000 miles, and it's priced at only $15,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive two doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for Sales or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375.
All right, we're back here. Base is loaded. One out. Right fielder Kearns to the plate. Our new pitcher is who?
Riley Will.
Riley Will, freshman, gets the ball here. Takes over for Evan Post. Tough situation. Base is loaded. One out. Ball one. Indians having trouble finding that strike zone here in game two. Riley gets the sign from Cody. There's a strike. 1-1.
Come on, White. Come on, White. Come on, White. Your head's up. Come on, White. Come on, White.
1-1 pitch. Fouled back. One ball, two strikes, one out. 1-0. Raiders leading here in the bottom of the first. Bases loaded. Riley trying to get out of a big jam here. Raiders trying to play at all. Just misses. Wow. Everybody and their grandma thought that might have been a strike.
Yeah, I think
so. Just misses outside. 2-2. And the pitch. Outside. Full count. Nowhere to put him.
Oh, my God.
And the full count pitch. Got him looking. Good job, Riley. So that's two outs now. That brings left fielder York to the plate.
Hey, Riley. Whatever's natural. Whatever's natural.
Then he's needing out here. It'd be nice to get out here alone, giving up one. Foul back off the screen. Good job, Riley. Throwing strikes here. Raiders would like to put a crooked number up against the Indians here in the first. It's a sign from Cody. Swing and a miss. Cody's been to the pitching mound 31 times this inning. This is the longest half inning in baseball history. But, you know, he's catching two kids that he's probably not caught all year. And just make sure you're on the same page here. 0-2. Don't make it too good here, Riley. Make him work at it, kid. And the 0-2. Curveball hit. Stay here. He ledged his arm out. I think that's a good call. First base coach, third base coach is going in there. And
he leaned in.
I thought he leaned in too, but he's going to talk to the umpire here. Just get an explanation, I think. One ball, two strikes. We got a little time called here. Raiders coach talks to the umpire, home plate umpire. It was a curveball, and I don't think the umpire and the kid got hit in the elbow, but the umpire said he leaned into it. He gets his answer and goes back down to third place and third base. And I think he said, I just didn't appreciate the attitude in which the umpire made the call. I don't know.
You heard it right.
Yep. One ball, two strikes. Low, 2-2. Chaney in left, Will in center. Tweetsie in. That's in the dirt, full count. Tweetsie in left. Chaney in right.
There we go.
You got it right, I got it wrong.
You got to write the first game.
Yeah.
Numerous times.
It happens. Yeah. Full count. Runners are going to be going. Riley steps off. The old money pitch right here. Well, was bases loaded. Two out. Full count. And the pitch. And it's in the dirt. And Riley's going to score. And the Raiders take a 2-0 lead. So that's an RBI for York. Move everybody up one. Bases remain loaded. Number 8 hitter Sherman. Catcher. This game started at 1:48. It's 2:12. So we're 24 minutes into it. And the Indians went down in order in the first. So that goes to show you how long this baby's taken. That's ball one for the Indians. There's strike 1-1. Strike two on the knees. Ball two strikes. Two out. One, two pitch. In the dirt. 2-2. Mason DePore on deck. Boy, they got some beautiful homes over there. You notice all them things?
Unbelievable. Yeah. Nice pads here in Rishi. Outside, full count. Full count. Flare right field. Ethan Shane should have a play on, and he does. In the inning, two runs on a hit. Two hits. Nope, one hit. And after one, Raiders lead it. 2-0.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Ains at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Just because, the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers. Make someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness. Just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
All right, here we go. Top of two. It's 4-5-6. Tweetsy, Reese Bob, and Cody Shinneberry for Indians. Find themselves in a 2-0 hole against the Rushi Raiders. I should look up some scores from a lot of games going on today. Check out our WCSM. Gets us all the scores here. These guys do a good job of covering local sports. Waits he takes. Inside. 2-0.
So many balls!
Let's see. No, everything's from yesterday. Fly ball, right center field. Right fielder's got a call play on it. And he does. Good job for Dayport coming back, getting Nick. That brings Reese to the plate. Cody Shinneberry on deck. Craig and Clerk said, Fort Recovery never sound better than it did yesterday with you two morons announcing.
I think he's full of it.
You guys did good.
Thank you.
First pitch is a strike, 0-1, one out. Second pitch, strike, 0-2, resent a hole. Jeff Wendell down at third. Harold Feely at first for the Indians. High cheese. One ball, two strikes. Got him swinging. Reese goes down, strikes. That's a fastball. Reese fanned at it. Cody Shinneberry, the catcher. Joe Homan, DH, and on deck.
Number two, the catcher.
First pitch is a strike. Jack Dayport. Good curveball. Just misses 1-1. Jack's dad's up here doing the scoreboard, and he said his son's going to UD. Pretty good place to go to school.
I see somebody transferred out of there. Oh, what's his name did, didn't he? Basketball player, the kid did. His brother's a Milwaukee Buck. How you pronounce that name?
Oh.
Come on. You know how to pronounce it?
Just a Kumbo or something?
Yeah. The Greek Freak. That's how he transferred out. Interesting to see how Ryan Mikesell does at UD. Swing and a miss. Good fastball. Hopefully Ryan's healthy for the set from St. Henry. Three balls, two strikes, two out here in the top of the second. Swing and a miss. Got him. In the inning, three up, three down. And after an inning and a half, Raiders 2, Indians nothing.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
You have a cell phone?
Yeah. Garrett, you have been.
I want my own cell phone so I can always call whenever I need something.
You don't need to call us whenever you want from everywhere.
Don't you like helping people?
We love helping folks find insurance for their home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual, but we don't need you calling asking all sorts of questions.
Then you should stop saying you have something for everyone.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Electric power, we take it for granted until it's gone. With the Generac Whole House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4850.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
All right, here we go. It's bottom of inning number two. And it is 9-1 and 2. Mason Daypour leading off. Dion put off. Money here coming up. Indians in a hole, 2-0. The pitcher is Riley Will. Took over for Evan in the first. Did a nice job of coming out and only giving up, holding them, the Raiders, to two runs. It's a low 2-0. After three, the JVs are ahead in game two, 5-3, courtesy of Jody Wendell. Thank you, Jody. And she said that was a brand new pair of pants that Cade tore. So, sorry, Jody, but she said he has more. 2-1. Foul back. 2-2.
All right, now you're eating that, boy.
Indians JV win game one, 15-5 back home. Ian Homer with a couple doubles, drove in some runs. There's a grounder right back to Riley. He flips her over to the big greaser. One up, one down. Top of the order, put off, Monier. Both these guys walked and scored. Start the game.
Dion.
Jim Riegelman got his Reds managerial debut yesterday as the Reds again lose to St. Louis 4-2. 3-15 are Cincinnati Reds. That's hard to believe. 3-15. 3-15. Sad. I hope they ain't playing yet. NBA games today, 76ers and Heat play at 2:30. Trailblazers and Pelicans. Pelicans up 3-0 in that series. That surprised me.
Shocker.
Rockets and T-Wolves and Thunder and Jazz in the NBA. Blue Jackets again. 3 o'clock this afternoon against the Capitals. Jackets was up 2-0 and come home and have not won it. Nationwide, it's, now that series is 2-2, and you got to think that the momentum and everything is on the Washington Capitals.
big lead there. Yankees up 2-0 on the Blue Jays in a fifth. I got somebody dinging. You mean Michelle Hellman? Oh, my Lord. Brenna Hellman with an inside the park home run.
Huh.
Well, ain't that awesome?
Yeah, no, you're not.
Oops, that one hit him. Leon takes one for the old team, gets hit in the shoulder. Indians have hit about 9 of them today. There has been about 10 hits Batman this year. Both of the teams got 5, probably.
Sorry.
Here's Monner.
The third baseman, Evan
Monner. Cohee on deck. The girls beat Spencerville 6-5. Brenna had an inside the park home run. She don't run like her mama. Snap throw down. Dion not going anywhere. Todd was always fast.
Was he?
Yeah, Todd had good wheels. He was terrible. And he was a horrible athlete. The runner goes. Little flare. Riley going out. Well, Indies have a chance to double him off. And they do get him. A great scoop by Reese. That was a very good base run there.
I don't know what he was doing.
In the inning, no runs, nobody, no hits. Nice play, Riley. Post. After 2, Raiders 2, Indians nothing.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, currently has a huge selection of used farm equipment. There's high horsepower tractors for the big jobs to small loader tractors for the homeowner. There's used equipment like spring and fall tillage, skid steers, hay equipment, and rotary cutters. Used harvesting equipment like combines, corn heads, grain heads, grain wagons, and carts. See the used equipment on the Hull Brothers website, HULLBROS.com. Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. Give us a call today.
You could spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and a new wardrobe, but that's not what would make people love you. Now, a new brick paver patio, that would be a start. Maybe a fireplace. Oh, I know, a fire pit and a water feature. Oh, you're going to be so loved. Forget the gray-haired dude on TV selling online romance. Have Kurt and Eric, the real artist at Nature's Green, give you the makeover that will make you and your home irresistible. Nature's Green Nursery.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back. All right, we're back, Bronny says. He says, let's start talking. We don't want dead air, do we?
Not for Spencey's sake, no.
Because he's got his earbud and he's listening. First pitch is high, ball one. It's 7-8-9, Joe Homan. Riley Will, Riley Post. Indians trying to get their first hit. Off Jack. 2-0. Nice play at the end of the inning there by Riley. What?
Heads up.
Heads up.
Saw the runner was dead to rights.
That's a strike. And a heck of a scoop by Reese.
Oh, yeah.
Two balls and a strike to Big Joe. Fouled the plate. Joe was 1-for-3 in the first game. He had an RBI single. He helped himself, and he got the win. Pitched well for the Indians. 2-2. There's the boss man. Swing and a miss. One up, one down. Strikeout number 3 for Jack DePore. The ace of the Roushey Raiders pitching staff. No? Who's the ace? Who? Kearns? That's high. Kearns is the ace. Is he a left-hander? Swinging at a high ball there. 1-1. Come on, Will, let me all over here somewhere, kid. Girls getting beat 6-3 after 5 in game 2. Girls softball for Spencerville and Fort Recovery back home at the old fort. See the girls there this morning on our way here to Rushi getting ready. Ground ball up the middle. Tough play. Shortstop gets it. Throws it over. Got him. Slow roller up the middle, and shortstop made a nice play. Got it. Nice transition. Fired it over to first. Good stretch. 8-8 for the Tribe. Here's Riley. Third baseman. Riley made a nice play to end the last inning. That's a strike. No, it isn't. It's a ball. And Kelly, if you're listening, you got some uniforms to clean. Riley got it pretty dirty. That's Steve Rack, 1-1. Nice old park here at Rishi. A lot of ground out here. Boy, they got diamonds and track and courts and high cheese, 2-1. Indians trying to battle back here, trailing 2-0. They give up 2 in the bottom of the first. High, 3-1. This kid throws hard. How fast he threw? Low 80s? Yeah. That's a strike at the knees. Full count. To get his athletic ability from mom or dad. That's the key. Fouled back. Three balls, two strike, two out here at the top of the third. Bob Stogler, Ryan Braun. Bringing you Indian baseball. Ball four walks in. Top of the order, here's Cade. Cade hit a ball hard out in right field. Actually, left field opposite way. First time up. Cade's got some pop in that bat. Greenville, he hit one off the fence. He homered last year. Indies need a base hit. Swing and a miss. Good cut. Riley with a small lead over there at first. He ain't going. That was in the dirt. Good stop by the catch. Indians want to make sure he's pausing. Kind of wanted to balk there. Good play by the first baseman. Throw over was in the dirt. Knocked her down. That poor lanky right-hander. One, two out. Throw over again. That one almost does get away. Paying close attention to Riley over there at first. Riley's got good wheels. Throw over again. He's back. I didn't really think it was that close. Do you think it was close? Oh, coach is in the way. I know, that's why I say that. 1-1. Good pitch. 1-2. Cade Wendell, senior. 2-2 first game. Swing and a miss. Got him. In the inning, no runs, no hits, a runner left. After 2.5, it's 2-0 Raiders.
Did old man winter do a number on your car? Spring is right around the corner, and Hastings Auto Sales can get your car looking great again. Make your appointment now at 375-4617, and they can have it looking like new. You can start spring off right with full detailing starting at $130 or a wash and wax for $85. And be sure to have them check out your air conditioning system so you're nice and cool on that first hot day. Give Hastings a call tomorrow at 375-4617 and get your vehicle looking good and ready for spring.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Is your child attending the 12th or 7th grade next year? Has he or she received the meningococcal vaccine? Kalp Pharmacy can administer the vaccine without a prescription if the child is 13 years and older with a parent or guardian present. Most preventative vaccinations are covered at 100% by insurance. Walk-ins are always welcome at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, or Canham, Ohio, and Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, we're back here bottom of the third inning. It is 3-4-5, Cohey, DePore, and Francis.
Your man, Nick. Your man.
For the Raiders?
Right here. The Twins.
Game two of a doubleheader. Indians win game one, 12-2. The ball's in the dirt. Ball one.
Yeah. Jimmy, that you?
Foul back 1-1. That one's low. Two balls and a strike. For Recovery Radio, we're going to announce here, we're going to bring you the girls' softball game next Saturday at Jay County. We got permission to do that one. Ground ball catted short. Bobbles it. Fires it. Beats it out. That's an error on the shortstop, Cade Wendell. Cade bobbled it. Runner beat it out. E5. E6 if you're scoring at home. Boy, you got to keep them off base. There's DePore.
Take it away, babe. Come on, babe.
They poor walked, was left stranded at third. The first inning. O2 caught him on the outside corner. Runner first, nobody out here in the bottom of third. Over runner back. Not a very big lead for Cody. Cody going to the mound for change. .305 out the left. No clue anywhere else. There's sign center. Let's make one up. What is it? 360. 360 center over the Raider. Big R out there. Flare. Benny makes the call. He's got it. One out now. Brace Francis to the plate. He also walked. Kearns either right fielder on deck.
Who's got Joe to come back here, Ryan? Who's got to? Come on now.
Boy, infield looks nice, doesn't it? Nice and green.
Does.
They put a little juice on that, baby. Get her this greened up. Curveball outside. 1-0. How come our infield don't look like this?
I don't know why.
I mean, we just can't get her.
This is bad.
It just ain't pretty, is it?
I think they had to rip up some grass in the outfield and put it in the infield earlier in the season.
That's a fly ball on the horse is Chaney, and he won't get it.
Cohey rounds third. He is going to score. Benny gets a relay, and that is an RBI double for Mr. Francis. And that baby is unearned. 3-0 now. Raiders lead it. Shaney was on his horse, but they couldn't get that one. Hard hit ball into right center by the number five hitter, Francis. That brings Kearns to the plate. Three to nothing. Indians trailing here in game two. Raiders working, trying to get a split here. That's a little high on a curveball. Freshman Riley Wills pitching in relief of Evan Post. Posty started, couldn't find that strike zone. That one's inside, 2-0. Riley, a freshman. Cody Shinnerberry, the catcher. Grounded right back to him. He looks the runner back. Nice play. Runner's going to third. They're going to have a play on him. Reese fires it across, and he's safe. Good base running there. So now there's two outs. Runner moves on to third. That took a perfect strike from Reese to get him at third. Indians do get the out. There's two outs. Reese York to the plate. He walked. First inning. We're sitting around on top of the Indians dugout, so if you can hear Coach Calpe yelling words of encouragement, that one's popped up. And he dropped it. Riley's got to make that play. Riley, the pitcher, has to make that play. Cody is.
And Cody's got to know that, too. He's got to get in the way. And Coach Calpe was trying to tell him.
Absolutely. And you hit that around the head. Coach was yelling it real loud. He's Riley.
Riley's ball. But
Cody just, he has to back off of that one, boys.
Yeah.
That's an error on the catcher. And he's trying to get out here without any more damage. That's just outside. 1-1, two out. Number 23 for the Raiders. Good pitch. Ball two strikes. A lot of people on the old walking path down here at Rushi. Checking her out. Little kid on his bicycle. I don't think you're allowed to ride bikes on Fort Recovery's, are you?
I feel like I've seen people on it before, but I don't.
Got him. Good job, Riley. In the inning, they get a run, one run. It's unearned. And through three, it's 3-0 right at us.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. If you're serious about your lawn, you should get a lawn or garden tractor sold by someone who's dedicated to knowing your products. That's why more and more people are realizing the value in purchasing lawn and garden tractors from a local independent simplicity dealer like K&L Tractor. We offer test drives, financing plans, service technicians, setup and delivery, and of course, the best tractors and zero turn mowers made. Simplicity, the way to a beautiful lawn.
Just because, the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers. Make someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness. Just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
Gotta have good parks if you're gonna have a good town. There just ain't no doubt about it. Here we go, top of fourth inning. It's Will Homan. 2-3-4, Homan. Benny Homan and Twaitsey. And he's still looking for that first hit. Brian, come on, get us a hit here, brother.
They're struggling. Against the smoke.
There's our first. Nope. Right. Oh, it might have burned him. It did burn him. Willie hits it over the left fielder's head. He hit that one on a rope. Left fielder's got to make that play, but it is over his head, and it is a double. He needs to get their first hit. You're making a lot of noise, Hoss.
I know.
These are live. These are hot mics, ain't they?
Yeah, they pick up on everything.
They do. It's unbelievable. So here's Benny, and he's trying to play a little catch up here. Willie's been on twice. Catcher's interference, but was caught stealing. And now he doubles over the left fielder's head. Jack Depoor for the Raiders. That's a strike at the knees on Benny. Will Homan in second with a double leading off inning four. Gets a sign from his catcher. Benny 0-1. Curveball. Benny held back on that one. Benny likes to chase that curveball. He is a fastball hitter. Come on, kid. There's the heater. Swing and a miss. It's amazing when up here. Looks like you missed that by a foot. Oh, it's weird the angle of where you're at.
Strikes in looks completely different.
Yeah, it does. Just misses 2-2. I think Jack wanted that one. Nobody out here in the fourth. Indians trying to battle back into this game. After winning game one. Will with a big lead off third. Did you roll down the hill between games or not?
No.
No, you're out. After maybe. Fly ball, left center field, hit well. Willie is going to tag. He's going to go to third, throw it over to third. It's going to be a bang banger. He's in there. Good play by the center fielder. He threw a one-hop strike, but Willie's good wheels beats him. Indians with a runner at third with one out for Nick Twaits. Then he gave it a ride, but not deep enough. Here's Nick. We're going to see if he left early. And he did not. Here's Nick. Chance to get his RBI number 5 of the day. He had 4 in the game one. They're back up the middle. They're going to give up a run on a grounder for the out. That's a curve on the outside part of the plate. Good curveball on a 0-1. Trying to get a little rally going here. Another good pitch on fastball. 0-2. High. 1-2. Nick Twaits going to Kent State. Play baseball. Boys are fired up in the dugout. And the 1-2. That's going to fly center field. That is going to score Willie, I would bet. Willie tags. And he is in there. And the Indians get on the scoreboard on a sacrifice fly. By Benny Homan. By Nick Twaits. I wasn't paying any attention.
He might have.
They're going to have. I don't know if they're going to look over and make an appeal or not. Here's Reese Bob. Indians now trail 3-1. That's high. Reese struck out swinging first time up. So Will Homan doubles. Fly ball center field gets him to third. Fly ball center field gets him home. That's a fly ball left field. Left fielder's coming in. And he makes a catch. In the inning, a run, a hit, nobody left. We're going to the bottom of the fourth. Rushi 3, Indians 1.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I need to speak to the genie.
Genie who?
The genie that lives in the magic lamp. Don't you have something for everyone?
Do you know Derek?
I'm his sister. He always says he has something for everyone.
We do, with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. You don't need a magic genie to get great service here.
But I wanted to wish for a pony.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181. Electric power, we take it for granted until on. With a Generac Full House Generator, you'll never skip a beat due to power outages. And now, Reasoner Energy will double your power. Purchase an automatic standby generator and receive a free portable inverter generator. Great for camping, tailgating, or whenever or wherever you need power when there's no power to be found. A free $500 value for a limited time at Reasoner Energy. Generac, peace of mind at home and fun on the road. Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
Hey, we're back here, bottom of four. It needs to get a run. Cut that lead 3-1. It's always big when you get that run to stop them that next inning. And we're going to try to stop their 8-9-1. It's Sherman. It's Depor and it's Putoff. Camera lady back up. How are you? Oh, you are? They like the view up here, too. It is a great view.
Oh, that's something.
Pitches low, ball one. Riley Will comes in relief of Evan Post. He's pitched well for Coach Cal.
Oh, nice job.
Yep. Sherman, the catcher. Sherman, that is a fly ball left field. Nick Twaits has a beat on it. And he has it. One up, one down. Sherman's catcher flies out to Twaitsy. That brings Mason Depor to the plate. Center fielder Mason. Mason number seven. Grounded right back at him. Hit it hard, but hit it right at Riley. He flips it over. Two outs. Here's Putoff. Putoff's been on both times. Scored a run. Got caught, picked off first base. Last time up. Riley Will in a little bit at third on the grass. High cheese, ball one. We're in the bottom of the fourth. It's 3-1. Bob Stogg with Ryan Braun bringing you the game on Fort Recovery Radio. Strike 1-1. We are going to be on the air Monday, Walpock at home. Supposed to be a beautiful day. Come on out to the old ball orchard. Tuesday, we're on WPGW. Ground ball in the hole, base hit. Cade made a dive at it, but he wasn't going to get the speedy put off. So now two outs and a runner at first. Monitor the plate with Cohey on deck. Tuesday we're on PG-14 at Parkway League game. Wednesday we got church night. How's religion going? Good.
Oh, pretty good.
Good. How many more religions we got? Three more sleeps.
Might only be
throw over
two more sleeps.
Two more. Religion winding down. School winding down. When are you gonna start for pouring concrete? You gonna take a couple days
with
off?
This thing,
oh yeah, no. That's right, catcher. Indians got picked off, and he's in there. Oh, called him out. I don't even know if he tagged him, but we'll take it.
Ew.
Wow, that was unbelievable.
That was very generous.
In the inning, no runs, a hit, nobody left, and after four complete, 3-1.
Soon the birds will be chirping, the grass will be growing, and your lawnmower won't be starting. It's every year. Dead battery, old gas, flat tire, something doesn't work. Consider this. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery carries new lawnmowers from Grasshopper, Toro, Cub Cadet, and Kubota. Trade in your old mower for one of our new zero-turn or riding mowers. Or if you want to stick with your old mower for another year, schedule a preseason tune-up with our service department. Make mowing fun. Stop by and see us at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Hi, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors. Mulch, topsoil, great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back
at Rushi.
Cody Shinneberry steps in the batter box. The 1-1 count. Ball comes in. 2-1's your count. Ground ball to the first baseman. He'll step out of the bag. First out of the inning. I'll bring Joe home into the plate.
Come on, Joe. What's Joe done today?
I'll give you that.
Okay.
Cody just grounded out the first.
Yep. So he struck out in the last inning.
Joe's down 0-2. Two strikes.
Looks like he had three hits in the first game. Struck out last time.
And he goes down swinging. That's two outs in the inning. That brings Riley Will to the plate. What did Riley do his last time up?
Riley grounded out to the shortstop.
First pitch of the ball.
Let's go, Riley. Came in, I guess you'd call it relief in the first inning. Evan Post started pitching. He was getting it across a plate, but he couldn't get it down. It just wasn't working for him. And Coach Kelp brought in Riley with, I think it was two outs and a 3-0 count.
He's done a nice job ever since.
Yep. Yep.
We got a 3-1 count. Three balls and a strike. A strike. We got a full count. And ball four. Riley at first base.
Two out walk. Puts him in first.
I'll bring Riley Post to the plate.
Think he'll be going? He's been pretty aggressive. This is the first time I've seen him play, so I'm going to have to guess he's probably fairly quick, but if it's his first varsity action, maybe he hadn't seen a really good catcher and not ready to do that. Never know, because Coach Kalp likes to do a lot of different things, and we're usually aggressive. And I would think that Riley's probably pretty quick and like to get him in scoring position with two outs. Right now, I'd take a couple of hits.
That pitch comes in for a strike.
Riley Post at the plate. Riley Willett, first base. Ball gets past the catcher. And Riley scampers over to second. Awesome. Didn't have to worry about that.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yep. I'm going to guess he's not going to steal third. Now, if they lose track of the ball, he might get down there. But
batter calls time.
Let's go, Riley.
Riley Post at the plate.
Riley pops up. The play is made by the Rishi shortstop.
Yep. On shallow center field.
And that'll end the inning. After 4.5 complete, Rishi with 3, 4 recovery, 1.
Looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 Impala 2LT. It's black with heated leather seats, lane departure warning, and backup camera. It has 41,000 miles, and it's priced at only $16,800. Check out this and all their other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy carries the new shingles vaccine, Shingrix. The CDC recommends healthy adults 50 years and older to receive 2 doses of the Shingrix vaccine, separated by 2 to 6 months. You can receive the Shingrix vaccine if you've had shingles, received Zostavax, or are unsure if you had chickenpox. So let Kalp Pharmacy help you lower your risk. Get vaccinated today at your local Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery for Sales or Canham, Ohio, or Union City in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
We're welcome back for some Indian baseball.
Bottom of fifth. Indians down by a couple.
And we got their
2, 3, and 4 coming up
with
Monier, Kohi, and Jack Daypore.
That's a wild pitch in the first pitch. Ball one. Ball two on the second pitch. There he goes. He finds the strike zone. Got a 2-1 count.
Go, Riley. Swing and a miss.
Big swing and a miss.
Yep. 2-2 now. He's down 2-0 and came back with a couple of strikes.
Batter fouls it down third baseline. Third base coach makes a play.
He didn't field it cleanly, yeah, though. I think he...
We'll give him A for effort.
I think he fielded it safely. No reason to hurt your hand trying to field a foul ball.
Oh, ball a little high. Full count now. Pitch. Batter pops it up right to Benny Hohen for the first out of the inning.
Yep, kind of handcuffed him and
That was a beautiful pitch.
Popped him up in the infield, and that was a nice play by Ben.
Then I ran Kohi to the plate. First pitch goes in there for a ball. And he puts a charge into it. Right at the fence. It's caught by Nick Twaits for the second out of the inning.
Wow. He went back and back, and it looked like he was going to watch it go over.
He was right in front of the fence.
He was right. Wow. I don't believe it would have gone over, but it sure would have hit very near the top.
Now Daypore steps in.
Yep. Wow. That was a charge. In just about the same spot that Nick Twaits hit one in the first inning of the first game. Carter Francis on deck.
And swing and a miss. Evens the count at 1-1. That's a pitch outside. Ball two.
He walked in the first and pop up to shortstop or second baseman in the third inning.
Fouls it back. 2-2. Fouls that one back. We got deuces on the scoreboard. Two strikes, two balls, two outs.
As Ron Brunswick could say, deuces wild.
Deuces wild. That's a foul ball in the left field line.
Yep, just a little liner to about 5 feet to the left of third base. And nobody with any chance to catch that. Steps back in.
Got a full count.
Yep, a little high on that one, but not a bad pitch. Might have been one that somebody might have
Been a good at bat for Daypore.
Yeah.
That's ball four. He'll take his base. That puts a Rushi runner on first.
Carter Francis, and then Daniel Kearns.
Francis, the batter, Kearns on down.
All right,
fight
here.
Pitch. Ball.
So Riley Will trying to get him shut down here after a two-out walk.
Throws it down to first base. Runner safe.
Yep. Fairly close play. Good. It was a perfect spot. And Reese swiped right down there. The guy is back just ahead of the tag.
I keep him in line. And throws it down there again just for some comfort.
Yep. Let's go, Riley.
Cody throws it down to first base after that pitch.
This is a second, there's ball two. And the runner was off pretty good distance, but I don't think they had a chance to get him. But it's good to let him know that we're kind of keeping track. So 2-0 is the count. Carter Francis at the plate, 2 men out. Jack Daypore at first. He's heading down to second. Throw is a little high. Cade grabs it down, but not in time. So Daypore with a stolen base. And it's 3 balls and no strikes.
Two outs in the inning.
Daniel Kearns on deck. Need a strike here. Nope.
Hopeful.
Walked him, so he would have gotten to second anyway, but need to get a little better in the strike zone here.
Coach Cobb's coming out to visit.
He's going out to talk, and so everybody's going to the infield all come out and talk, and
it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. So
yeah, looks like is that Ryan Post again?
Ryan Post is coming in, so yep. We might take a quick break.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Just because the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers makes someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness just because. Call 419-375-4668.
We're back here. Ryan Post now on the mound. And Daniel Kearns at the plate for the Raiders. Squibber back to Ryan Post. Over to Reese. And that's the third out. They leave a couple. We played five complete. It is still Rushi Raiders 3, Fort Recovery Indians 1. Back in a minute.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
I thought I dialed the time and temperature number.
This isn't time and temperature.
Don't you have something for everyone?
Are you one of Derek's friends?
Yeah, he sits beside me at school and always talks about how you guys have something for everyone.
We do with insurance from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business. Why do you need to know the time and temperature?
So I know when it's okay to go out and play.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or...
Call B&D Contracting at 419-234-2976 for all your building needs. They specialize in building custom homes, plus commercial and agricultural buildings. No shortcuts, just good solid construction by builders with years of experience. Call Dave Kalp at 419-234-2976. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter.
And we're back here at Rushi, and it's top of the sixth, and it'll be the top of the order for the Indians. It'll be Cade Wendell, Will Homan, Ben Homan, and Nick Twaits, if we could get that far. The Jack DePore is back on the mound again for the sixth inning for the Rushi Raiders. Rushi leads 3-1. Top of the sixth, Cade Wendell is going to step in. And we'll get the sixth inning underway. DePore with the pitch. Pretty good pitch, a little high. 1-0. Cade's back in. DePore is working quickly. Second pitch, very high. Shallow, mid-shallow right field. Caught. One up, one down for the Indians here in the top of the sixth. Down a couple of runs. And that'll bring Will Homan to the plate. Had a long double his last time up. And we have Ben Homan on deck. So Will on in the first inning, I believe with an error. So he's been hitting the ball. And he's been pretty hot with the bat here the last few weeks, last few games, I should say, over the last week or so. Will's back in. Ball and a strike. Two and one. Ball a little high. Will with a couple of practice swings. Very high. Popped up kind of our way back behind us. Out of play. We're over top of the Indians dugout. Nice view of a very nice facility here. Will back in, 2-2. Pitch is a little outside. Full count to Will. Three balls, two strikes, and one out. Cade Wendell leading the inning off with a pop-up to right field. That one is low, just about in the dirt. And Will take a one-out walk, so he'll be at first. That'll bring Ben Homan to the plate. Nick Twaits on deck. Ben Homan is 0-for-2 today. Popped up or flied out to center field his last time up. And the first time up, he grounded out to the shortstop. But he's been hitting the ball. Just a matter of one dropping in there and hit it and run. And Nick Twaits on deck. Will Homan at first with one out. First pitch is a strike. And Ben is ready back in again. Throw over to first. Will easily back, standing. Ben Homan at the plate. 0-1. Will Homan heading down to second. Easily there. Ball gets past the second baseman covering, but the shortstop right there to get it on the one hop. So Will with a stolen base. That puts him at second and puts Ben Homan in an RBI position if he can get that hit. That pitch was a strike, so it's 0-2. A little outside, 1-2, a ball and two strikes to Ben Homan. Nick Twaits on deck, one out. Will Homan at second now after the steal. Hard hit ball, shortstop comes up with it deep in the hole and gets him by a step, but Will moves to third. So there's two outs now. And that leaves it to Nick Twaits to see if he can get him in. So Nick Twaits, the batter now. Two outs. Will's at third. Indians down 3-1 here in the top of inning number 6. Needing this run pretty badly to try to keep things going and give us a little hope. Ball gets away from the catcher. Will Homan is coming in, and he is in under the tag. It was a really, I didn't see the catcher throw it, but it was a really nice throw to the pitcher covering. It was about a foot above the plate, and Will got there just a split second ahead of him. So it's now 3-2 in favor of Rushi, and Nick will step back in, and it's two balls and no strikes to Nick. Very high. Foul out of play, back behind the plate. So it's two balls and a strike now to Nick with two outs. Base is empty now after Will Homan scampered home on the pass ball.
Or wild pitch, doesn't matter to me which one it was, but very high fly. Caught by the second baseman at the edge of the infield, and that's the third out. But the Indians do a little damage. It's now 3-2 after 5.5, going to the bottom of the sixth.
With hay season just around the corner, it's a great time to stop by Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery for the Case IH Spring Sales Event. Get the equipment you need for this season at a special rate, including new Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with our complete line of Case IH hay tools. But hurry, because like spring, this deal will be here and gone before you know it. For more information, visit Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery today.
Hey, this is Steve Stone from Nature Screen Nursery. Not too early to start thinking about springtime and all your landscape needs. We have trees, flowers, shrubs, everything you could possibly imagine for outdoors. Mulch, topsoil, great experience, great prices, great people. Come see us at Nature Screen Nursery. We are on State Route 119 Fort Recovery and State Route 29 West in Salina.
Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
And we're back here at Rushi High School, and Indians down a run, 3-2. Rushi coming to bat in the bottom of the sixth. Jordan York, Will Sherman, and Mason Daypour.
Ryan Post on the mound. They laid on a bunt. Cody throws it down to first. Runner safe.
Yep.
So a bump for a hit by Sherman.
I'm pretty sure we weren't expecting that.
No. It was a beautiful bunt laid down.
Yes, it was. Yep, that was really nice. It was exactly what you want to do if you're going for a base hit or even a sacrifice, but obviously with nobody on. So first man on for the Raiders here in the home half of the sixth.
Post throws it down to first. Keep the runner on.
Back diving in. So Jordan York at first. Will Sherman at the plate.
Runner tries a bunt. Runner steals second.
Yep.
Throw by Cody.
The throw was pretty much right on the button, but just a little late, I believe. Not sure if he got the tag over there in time or exactly what, but it was a really close play. Nobody's complaining, so it probably is the correct call. Umpire looked a little bit, and usually when they do that, they're looking to see if the fielder held the ball, and if he held onto the ball, it's usually an out. But he waited, I'd say, a good 2 seconds and still called him safe, so... Foul ball bunt down the third baseline. A very nice bunt from here. It looked like it might still be touching the line, which I think would be fair. But it's the opposite side of here. We're probably 120 feet away, so it's really hard to tell that. But it was very, very close to being foul or fair, and the umpire was standing right there. So he went down the line with that bunt. And so I'd say he got that call correct because he was there and we were here. So that's no balls, 2 strikes.
Reese is creeping in. Runner check swings, fouls it off. First strike.
Will Sherman at the plate, Mason Daypour on deck. 8 and 9 batters in the Raiders lineup.
Post delivers. Strike. Brings him up.
Nice pitch. Watched it go by.
For the first out of the inning. That brings up Daypour.
That'll be Mason Daypour. Then the top of the order put off on deck.
And Reese is creeping in again. That's what you're waiting on the bunt.
Yep. Shows the bunt.
Ball one. A ball. From up here, it looks like a strike, but.
Yep. One and oh, one out. Number nine batter.
Swing the line. Drive into the gap. Well, Holman grounds it, throws it to the shortstop. Gives Rushi runners on first and third. With one out.
And the top of the order. Dion Putoff, followed by Evan Monier. So, Rushi trying to add on to their one-run lead. Indians scored one in the top of the sixth, and they're looking to get that back and more, and they're in pretty good shape with one out and two on. Runners on the corners. Top of the order at the plate. Ryan steps off, looks him back at first. And again, Dion put off at the plate with a 1-0, or excuse me, no pitch to him yet, sorry. He's showing bunt and bunts it foul near the Indians' dugout. That was hit way too hard for a good bunt, but it's probably a good ploy to try to do and see what they can do here. They want to get that run in with one out, runner at third.
Pulls back his bunt. One ball, one strike.
So Ryan Post pitching now for the Indians and trying to get out of this one out, runners on the corners jam.
There's a bunt on the front.
Very hard bunt. And so they tagged Reese Rogers, fielded the ball, tagged the runner, and threw over to third. The runner from first went to second on the bunt, headed for third.
Got him in a
pickle. Got him in a rundown, and got him out. So that was a pretty good double play, but the run scored. So it's now 4-2.
After six.
Hershey Raiders back to a two-run lead, and the Indians coming to bat in just a minute at the top of the seventh.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2015 Ford Escape. It has lots of options, including backup camera and Bluetooth. It has 34,000 miles, and it's priced at only $15,500. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Back here at Rushi. And the Indians are going to be bringing Reese Rogers, then Cody Shinneberry, and Joe Homan.
The first pitch comes in for strike one. Strike two. Now Reese is going to have to take that bat off the shoulder here.
Reese is looking here. Doesn't usually do that. He's usually pretty aggressive. Takes that one up the middle. Kind of handcuffs the shortstop.
Makes the play at first.
In time.
not a ring cut. He shouldn't have buried it at the plate.
One out now. Indians down to their last two outs here in the top of the seventh. Need a couple of runs. I'm going to bring Cody, then Joe, Evan Post. No, excuse me, be Riley Will now. And more probably if we're going to win this game or tie it up. Need two to tie. More to take the lead.
The first pitch comes in for strike one.
Cody's been putting a lot of contact on that ball the last several games. A lot of our guys have been doing a much better job of making contact. Nick Twaits was struggling there for a little bit, not making contact and having some problems, and he's been really hitting the ball hard.
Cody swings for strike three for the second out of the inning. I'm going to ring Joe Holman up to the plate.
Well, Indians to their last out. We have to have Joe and Riley, Will and Riley Post all get on to
make this a ball game.
Yep.
First pitch, high, ball one. Catcher throws it over the pitcher's head for on the throw back.
Yep, nobody's on base, so he can't go stealing anything. Yeah. So no harm.
Yep.
A little bit of a delay. I'd almost say delay in the inevitable, but it isn't. It's only we're only down two runs. Definitely capable of scoring two runs with two outs, but we just need to get her going here. And Joe Holman has struck out both times today. That one
hits him.
Hits him.
So he'll take his base.
Yeah, that one came inside on him. He turned, and it curved and got him, so...
That was square in the back, too.
Yep. So, we have a base runner. Tying run will come to the plate.
Ryan Post.
Ryan Post.
A lefty. I think it's a sign from Jeff Hunnell.
Ryan, a freshman that's played a few games here for the varsity, plays obviously a lot with the JV, but Indians not wanting to use any of our regular pitchers is not as much. We want to stay away from them as much as we can, so bringing some pretty capable kids up from the JV. So it's a... Ball on a strike to Ryan. I'm comfortable with Ryan being the batter. He's a smart ball player. He's just he's loved the games since I knew him when he was a year old. He just loves virtually every sport you can think of. He is a sport nut. Ball and two strikes on him though. Indians with two outs. Top of the seventh, down a couple.
He fouls that one back.
Foul back. Come on, Ryan. Let's keep it going here. Ryan, it'd be the tying run with Riley Post on deck. If we can get Ryan on base, he has to be on base.
The ball's low.
A little bit low.
Evens count at 2-2.
On those really cold days, that would have been a cold strike because those umpires had a very big strike zone. And, you know, it's always for both teams, so. And with another foul back.
Ryan Post has a good battle going here.
Yep. 2-2 count.
Staying alive.
Deuce is wild again.
Yeah.
Lifts it into center field, but the center fielder, he took a little look at it and comes in, makes the play, and that is that. So the Indians go down to defeat here, 4-2, split the doubleheader. We'll be back in just a minute.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Just because, the perfect reason to send someone a beautiful gift of flowers. Make someone's ordinary day extraordinary with a surprise gift of flowers. Call Forget Me Not Florist in downtown Fort Recovery. We will help you deliver happiness. Just because. Call 419-375-4668. Forget Me Not Florist, experts in the art of expression.
And we're back here at Rushi. Indians losing the second game of the doubleheader by a score of 4-2. It was the first game had a lot more offense, a lot more hits. From what I have and what the scoreboard has, Rushi had 4 hits and no errors. Indians had 1 hit and 1 error, and the score was 4-2. A lot of base on balls and few hit batsmen today. But first game, we got 12 runs. This game, we got 2 with 1 hit. So first game was 12-2. Victory, and this is a really good Rushi team. I believe, as Bubba was saying earlier, they went to the state final. They were in the final game last year against, was that Minster, I believe? This is not a run-of-the-mill baseball team that we played today. This is a very good baseball team, and let's see, they were 8-2, so they're now 9-3 after today. And I believe the Indians go to 13-4 after this. So, what did you think of the game, Ryan?
Well, I'd say the first game, obviously, was pretty impressive, with Nick Twaits was putting on a heck of a performance. He had 4 or 5 RBIs, I think, in the first game. And just came out a little bit flat in the second game. And that first inning or two with our pitching and a little bit of inexperience, we dropped a couple of runs there, and we just couldn't get the bats going in the second game to make up for that. So overall, with 4 young guys pitching today, and Evan Post for an inning there, and I'd say an overall pretty good day for Fort Recovery baseball.
We didn't use any of our regular pitchers at all, which is good. And Daypore that pitched the second game for Rushi, he is Kearns is their number one, and between Kohi and Jack Daypore, they are the second and third, basically like Cade Wendell and Reese Rogers for us. Whose guess is it? Which one's better? And it doesn't matter. Whichever one's ready that day, and it's going on. So Cade has been doing a lot of relief for us. So a lot of times it'll be Reese, but we didn't have to use any of our top 4 pitchers. With 4 games next week, or is it 3? I think we only have 3 games next
Walpock,
week.
Because Parkway and Coldwater.
Yep. So we have Walpock on Monday.
That was, if you have the old schedule, that was supposed to be a week from Monday, but that's the high school awards banquet. So that game will be on Fort Recovery Radio. And then on Tuesday, it's at Parkway, MAC game, and that'll be on WPGW FM 100.9 and on the TuneIn app. And on Thursday, we had a little trouble with the TuneIn app. So keep in mind if that happens, you need to go to WPGWradio.com and hit listen live, and that will work just fine. So they probably aren't going to have any more problems with their TuneIn app, but if they do, there's always another way to do it. So so Tuesday it's Parkway at Parkway. Thursday it's Coldwater at home. You know, Parkway isn't one of the teams in the lead for the league, I don't believe. But we haven't beat them in a while. They've had our number.
Yeah, they do have our number.
You know, we've been better than them in a few years past, and they've beat us every time. So don't know what they have, but they always have a really good program there. And so, you can't take them for granted, and not that we would. I know we wouldn't, but, you know, you can't. If you're one of those fans thinking, well, Parkway, I'm not going to go to that one. We're better than they are, and maybe we are, but that is not a given at Parkway. And Coldwater Thursday, Coldwater is Coldwater. So that's
one. Top, so
yep.
If we want a piece of it, we better Friday, bring it on Thursday.
Friday is the prom, so there won't be any game Friday. Saturday, the boys are not playing, but the girls are playing. I believe it's a doubleheader at Jay County. I think that starts at 1, but stay tuned. We are planning right now to broadcast that girls' softball game. The girls are playing extremely well, and we found a spot that the boys aren't playing and the girls are, and we encourage you to get over there. But even if you can't, we'll have it on the on Fort Recovery Radio. So don't know that we have a lot else we have to talk about, so I think we've covered everything. Indians take the first game 12-2 in 7 innings, and the second game they lose 4-2 with only one hit. Split the doubleheader with the tough Rushi Raiders, and good luck to them the whole rest of the season. And I believe they're in a different division from us, so maybe we can both go down and play in the state tournament in a month or so. So, for Bubba Stogler, who had to leave a little early, and Ryan Braun, thanks for listening, and goodbye from Rushi.
Internet Radio.